Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, everybody. My name's Mitchell Steves.
There you go.
There we go.
Nice. And so, Mitchell, where are we at today?
Well, we're here at the Thrifty Duchess, and we're Thrifty Duchessing.
Okay, so what does that mean?
This is what I meant. Like, I can't find the word sometimes.
It's okay, man. We all, like, freeze up every once in a while. So, we're at Thrifty Duchess. Like, you are working and helping manage this place,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we fluff up the shelves, and anytime we get donations, we think how much this is worth. So, like, a pair of shoes, I'd say, like, that's the pair itself, that'd probably be $10.
And then we find a
home for it in the store, and hopefully it gets... Somebody finds it a home, so, yeah.
That's awesome. So, now... when you're looking at these things for prices, how are you figuring that out in your head? Like, what's your ranking scale?
Oftentimes, they'll have their name or their brand on them, so we look them up online and see how much their store sell them, or we'll see what people on Facebook are selling them, and we kind of go from there. Sometimes price them exactly online, or do it a little bit lower, because we are a thrift store. We don't want to be overpricing things. But
that's right. So that's a lot of research, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
but it only takes a few seconds. It's not... and it's fun to do. So,
well,
it's...
I think there's the key word.
Yeah.
It's fun to do. You enjoy it because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for me, if I had to, like, get on my phone and search all this up... because it's not, like, one pair of shoes.
No,
there's thousands of pieces of, like, material here. So, like, you guys...
but sometimes we can guess just by looking at it and based on the quality or the... or what it has on it, like a plain blue T-shirt, we can say, oh yeah, that's $5.
Right. So it's just like after
the majority of our short sleeve shirts all have the same price, and majority of things other. But for special things like a fancy tabletop decoration, we'd have to look up the price on that. Or boots that are fancier than others.
Yeah, yeah. And now here in Fort McMurray, because like there are, people do have money.
Yeah,
it's no surprise, no secret. So some of the things you get probably are pretty high end. Every once in a while, there must be some treasures that you have.
One time we had somebody come in with a bunch, like a whole bag full of GameCubes, video games. And the second that we announced it on social media, they were gone the next day.
Of course, that's a treasure, GameCube.
Yeah.
I've got...
you got every single one of those GameCube games, so it was a huge thing.
I've got a Super Nintendo at home and a Nintendo 64, like old school, on like an old big TV in my garage. I love playing those old school games. If I would have seen that GameCube, I would have been down here immediately.
Yeah, I'm not that... not. I wish I could have grown up in that generation, but no, I'm all PlayStation 5s here on out. We do have... two PlayStation 4 systems that are coming here soon. I just have to make sure that they're both fully reset and ready to be sold.
What games are you playing?
Right now, the ones that I have, a PlayStation 4 and a PlayStation 4 Pro, that are ready ready to go. Oh, what games do I play?
What are you playing?
If we go there, I'm going to be way into it, and then we're going to be all off
That's
topic.
That's what this
and it's
is about,
be a whole
bro.
Different
this
thing.
Is what the show is. Listen, Tanner just got like a PS5, yeah? Yeah, PS5. Okay. I love it. Like, and then, okay, I'm gonna go on a tangent myself right now. So like, I haven't played video games in years, so I just watch people play.
Oh, yeah.
But like farm simulator games, oh, like it was a problem. Like, anyways, this show's not about me. It's about other people. Let me know what kind of video games you're playing.
Well, I'm not. Farming Simulator does look like a great game, but I'm not all about that peaceful stuff. More of the, how do I say it? The more action type of games,
okay.
Like Helldivers 2.
Okay.
Mostly fighting, but I'm not very good at the competitive ones. So,
yeah.
If it's ever about fighting another player, I'm usually the first one on the ground.
Like, okay.
I'm not good at those ones, but I am. I really enjoy playing with other people online because it feels a lot more fun that way than just playing by yourself.
That's right, that's right.
But I do, like, most of my games are, like, combat-based or...
Okay.
Yeah, I could list a whole library for...
Because he's playing one right now. It's got Keanu Reeves, like,
oh, that's Cyberpunk. Yeah, I have that one, too. That one's a good one.
I can't get over how real the graphics are, like...
That one did kind of have a bad start, but then
it gets better,
yeah.
And the world that it's created, you're just cruising around in vehicles, going to clubs. Like, I'm just like, this is wild. It's like, I haven't played video games in.
Oh, if you
like
think that's wild, you should have seen Red Dead Redemption 2. Like, it's a cowboy shooting game, but
that's what we're playing too.
There's so much more that you can do just besides robbing banks. You can go fishing. You can play a card game. You can play dominoes. It's amazing the different side activities you can do in those kind of things.
I gutted a deer.
Oh.
Like, I've never hunted before, so I just, like, had to shoot the deer, went over, he skins him,
You gotta carry them over, and then you repeat the process.
Yeah. Then I robbed a train, and then there was a bounty out for my arrest, and I was just like, and then like, authentic to the time.
The amount of detail they have,
unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. And so, like, listen, this is back in the 20s or whenever it was set, like... Multiculturalism wasn't friendly back then, and it's like they show it back then, and like it's an unbelievable game, and the amount of coding that had to go into that.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
like,
I can understand why it took so long.
Yeah, unreal. Have you seen the trailer for the new Grand Theft Auto?
Well, I've got my doubts about that one, but I mean, they're just starting. You can't really judge. There was a time where they showed their pre-alpha footage, and people were giving them hard because of it. But I mean, come on, they just started. Of course, it's not going to look good.
The trailer.
I mean,
it's going to come out. It's going to be amazing. I've
got no doubt that they're going to do great.
Yeah.
But it's just the Grand Theft Auto series is not one of my favorites because I'm not a fan of the community of it, because half the time I log into the online games, there's always somebody that's going to go the extra mile just to make your experience miserable.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So
that's it.
I've got my positives and I've got my negatives about that franchise, but
you'll see.
They do their thing, so I can't really.
That's the component. When I used to play video games back in the day, like, it was just you and your buddies at the house.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. And then when Super Nintendo 64 came out, all of a sudden four people could play at a time, and we were just like, four people at a time? And then when Xbox came out, my buddy got this. He printed it off the internet. He's just like, hey, listen, if we connect all these wires, we can get on the internet and play with people around the world.
Oh, gosh.
And, like, we MacGyvered it. We had wires all around because it was a whole thing. So now you guys have this online community, which is completely different in regards
I'm too young to know that, but I do remember a trend that was happening called LAN parties, where people would bring over their computer sets all the way to one house.
Yup.
And it'd just be a room full of a bunch of sweaty guys.
Yup.
Same game.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one picture? It's like a LAN party, but one guy is duct taped to the ceiling.
No. That's hilarious.
I remember that. He's got like a computer on the high shelf, and he's just duct taped to the ceiling because I'm guessing there's running out of room, but it's funny.
We used to bring, like, TVs weren't flat screen back in the day either all the time. So guys would bring over, like, their TVs.
Oh, God, yeah.
And so you'd have, like, TVs on TVs. We're all playing.
I wish I grew up in that generation where that was something I could do. But no.
Yeah. It was wild. It was a good time. Yeah. It was a good time. But now you guys are online with your headsets.
Our definition of those long nights is a couple buddies and I doing painful raids on Destiny 2.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I remember those are they're fun, but they're after a while it gets tiring as have to stay up the amount of time that you have to dedicate to that, but I just know that the second this new expansion comes out, I'm gonna be sweating like.
That's awesome.
I know.
So that's
one that I'm into right now. Destiny 2.
That's sweet, man. Yeah. And you're also into bagpipes.
I am. Yes, I'm the Abyssan Piper.
Yeah.
I've got a whole stack of business cards there. If you need a bagpiper for any special event.
How did you get into that?
Well, when we first moved here, about like a few months into our life here, we found out about the Legion Pipes and Drum Band. Okay. And we decided to go check it out, and we thought, oh, we're interested in it. Let's do this. So my mother started off as a tenor drummer, the fancy stick twirlers.
Yeah.
And I started off as a snare drummer. But that I never could get the hang of the snare drumming, so eventually I joined my mother to this tenor drumming.
Yeah.
And then eventually the bagpipers realized, oh, hey, this kid's got a lot of talent, and he's wasting it for tenor drummings. Let's put him into bagpipings. That's not what they said, but I did go into bagpipings, and I've been there ever since.
Yeah, and you're good at it. I've seen you perform.
It's fun.
Yeah, you get right into it, and like you have the whole outfit ready to go. Kid Irish dances, so you've played a few times.
As nice as a one bagpiper sounds, it always sounds the best when there's more than one. When there's like a whole group of bagpipers,
right?
That's when the real music, the real magic happens.
Okay. Now you gotta practice this though.
Oh yeah.
What do your neighbors think about this?
Oh, they love it.
Yeah.
One time. Like, every Sunday, I try to do a practice, like, out in the front. We live up in the Abyssan, right on the greenbelt.
Yes.
So every Sunday, I try to go out just into the grassy field in front of our house.
Yeah.
And I'll play, like, one or two tunes. One time, do you know Amazing Grace?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Everybody knows Amazing Grace. But one time, I went into the field and I played that. And then, like, a day later, we see a post on Facebook saying, it was this lady, she had just lost her father, like, she had just lost her dad. And that same evening, she heard me play Amazing Grace, and she felt so much better. So, and the thing is, because I was playing there, people all over Abyssan could hear it.
Right.
Like, that's how powerful the bagpipes are. Like, a lot of people from a long distance away can hear it.
Yeah.
So it's.
That's what I was asking. Like, in your house, your neighbors might not be loving that bagpipe all the time.
Oh, no, they love it.
That's great. That's good that you have chill neighbors, man. That's a cool thing about Abyssin.
As long as you're not butchering it, like, as long as you know that it sounds right, if you're not tone deaf, then they won't mind it.
Right.
But, yeah, no.
How old were you when you first started?
Oh, gosh. I think I was 14 when I first started.
Okay.
I've never really been keeping track of how long I played it because it's years. Yeah.
And so, have you seen the progression? Like, are you just like nicer with it? Are your lungs?
Oh,
better?
I can tell. I can tell my how much I've grown from it. Because when I first started, it was a hassle. Because you're having to breathe and to squeeze and to play at the same time.
Yeah.
Now it's just muscle memory.
Right.
Like I can, honestly, I don't know if this is actual talent or if it's just luck that I have, but I could go without practicing for a couple of weeks and then get back on it like I have been. Mm. Maybe that's just something else or maybe I'm not sure, but it's fun. So it's, but I've been quite the musical guy in my life. Like I used to play the piano when I was very little and I was good at it.
Okay.
Didn't like it as much, but I was good at it.
Yeah.
And then I think I played like when I was in Air Cadets, it wasn't a very long time, but I was part of the band there for a short while. And they had an instrument called the Glockenspielchen, probably butchering that. Yeah. But it was like the Glockenspiel.
Yeah.
And it was like a xylophone. And you had you had like a harness for it. You strapped it here, and then you march and play it. I only knew two songs. I knew how to play "God Save the Queen" and the Canadian anthem, I think, but that never really lasted
long.
Didn't stick, no. The Air Cadets, and when I was in Air Cadets, it was a very small company, or it was a very small group, so things that we started never lasted very long. So.
Right, yeah, you need to have like the people behind it to make
You have to have people with similar interests to to hoist something up. Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly it. So, now that you're here, where did your experience come from? Where did your passion for being a part of something like this come from? Because this is definitely a passion more than like a job.
Oh, my mother! My mother just dragged me here from the back of my shirt.
Yeah.
No, it's. Well, the price of groceries have been getting higher and higher, and we've had a roommate at home. She doesn't pay rent, but she pays us with her fabulous cooking.
Right.
And she gets all the groceries. But now that she's been out of town for a couple of weeks, we realized, oh darn, we're screwed because we have to pay for our own groceries, and the prices now are been getting higher.
Yeah.
And so we found that the Thrifty Duchess was. The previous owner was selling the Thrifty Duchess because she wanted to move to the Dominican Republic.
Right.
And I may be getting some of this information wrong. My mother could correct me on that. But, we saw the store, we saw the opportunity, and we took it. And we've been doing great ever since.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. And the store was cool before. Like, I knew the previous owner. We've done episodes with them. Mm. And so we got nothing but love. But like you guys have changed it, but in a nice way.
We did a heavy overhaul.
You really did.
We got rid of all the junky things like sports equipment. Like if we sell sports equipment, we're liable for if it fails and somebody hurts themselves. So we don't know sports equipment. So we're strictly bougie fancy stuff.
Yeah, and it's a completely like. It's different, but it's the same at the same time. You guys are really able to like keep the essence and the spirit of the space and what Janice and all of her staff had created, but like totally make it your own. Like it's really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, good job.
As my mother, she had all the ideas, all the smarts.
Yeah.
I'm just the bronze and the weights. Or the weightlifter.
There you go.
There
you go. So, when you're not working here and you're not playing video games and you're not bagpiping, like, what are you watching on TV?
Well, I'm going to say I'm not much of a watcher. I don't watch sports. I do watch movies occasionally with my mother just to, because we don't really eat at the dinner table. We eat in front of the TV. That's just been family tradition.
Facts.
But when I'm not doing anything else, I'm usually just movies.
Movies? I'm a movie.
Oh, I'm...
Like, I love movies.
Well, the movies I'm mostly into are, like, science fiction ones or fantasy ones. Oh, we're running out of time. Okay, I'm just going to say Game of Thrones is probably... Game of Thrones, House of the Dragons, WALL-E, all those... I'm just going to wrap it up. I'm more of a doer than a watcher, so it's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, listen, my dude. Mm-hmm. Before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights... Have fun.
All right. Thank you very much.
Who's your shameless shout out or plug to?
I don't know.
There we go. Love it. Yoda, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.